Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
This is a tale of the high seas, of ships sunk, of lives lost, and of vengeance sworn. This is the story of the Pirate Queen.
Come gather up, lads, and I'll tell ye a tale of the most fearsome pirate to ever set sail.
The sound of her name makes a sailor go pale,
for she is the Pirate Queen.
Her throne is a ship from which she seeks her glory.
She leaves no survivors, but many a story.
Don't you cross her path or your end will be gory. She's vicious, the Pirate Queen.
Here she is, lasses, the redoubtable spinster. A sturdy, flat-bottomed ship she is.
I'm confused, Captain. Why are we looking at this ship?
And why are we here? In Portsmouth.
Oi, we're in the port of Portsmouth. The Caribbean one, mine, not the English one. That rowboat what Dr. Slaughter lent us wasn't going to get us all the way to Port Henry.
Lent?
Dr. Slaughter lent us a rowboat, and we rowed, you might remember this part, all the way to the port of Portsmouth. The Caribbean one, mine.
You did not lend. You did not ask. And we are not giving it back.
You were the one who was hurrying us along to Port Henry for to rescue your brother.
This is not Port Henry. This is Portsmouth.
The Caribbean one, mine.
Ragazza, condiscendente. I know we are not in England.
We ain't rowing to Port Henry, lass. Besides, I can't keep calling myself a queen with no ship, no crew. So's we get the ship first, then we head to Port Henry for the crew.
You want to steal one of these boats at the dock?
Stealing a rowboat is one thing. Stealing a masted ship is something else. That brings us to the redoubtable spinster. The harbour master tells me she's the only vessel fit for the open seas who's also on the open market.
For sale.
Aye.
For purchase.
Aye.
In exchange for gold.
Is this a language barrier thing?
Pirate Queen, unless your full bosom hides a treasure within, what gold? Non abbiamo niente. We have a stolen robot, the rags we washed up in, and a few rotten coconuts.
Don't you worry about it, Fiorine. Lottie and I has a plan. A great plan, I might venture.
Certainly a plan, Captain.
What is this plan? Are you proposing we sell our bodies on the street?
Hello there, ladies. Couldn't help overhear your conversation.
Seems as you weren't keeping your voices down or nothing.
Afternoon, girls.
Just wanted to let you know, friendly-like, that this is a card-carrying dock.
Union territory it is.
Easy mistake to make. Believe me, I get it. But before you enact your plan and start stuffing your pockets with gold...
And stuffing other pockets with other things.
You should know that the wench, strumpet and saucy maiden union takes a dim view of scabs. This is our patch, and as union representative of the Port of Portsmouth...
The Caribbean one, mine.
I have to tell you that without proper permits, you cannot spread your legs here.
Or get on your knees. Or do a headstand.
I wasn't talking specific, Molly. Sexual acts in general.
Beware, no sexual acts.
Leastways, not until you join the union.
Pardon us, ladies. We are not sex workers.
Vaffanculo. Do I look like a prostitute to you?
Ma'am, we're not here to make value judgments.
I've nothing but respect for the wenches' union, believe me. But we ain't here to spread our legs.
Or do headstands. I don't have the upper body strength.
If you're sure.
We are.
And let's be getting on, Molly.
All right, Lizzie.
Good day, ladies.
Ladies.
Have a good day, ladies.
Oh, vitello a piglieri culo.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
There's nothing wrong with being mistaken for a wench, Captain. They are hard-working women.
I'm embarrassed we made such spectacles of ourselves in front of union girls. I'm friends with their boss.
Pardon me.
Non importa. Let us get on with this plan to buy a ship before your men and my brother are hanged for piracy.
Pardon me, ladies.
Captain, look! A priest?
Yes, hello. Sorry to intrude.
What do you want, priest?
You can call me Father McGill.
I never met me, Father, and you're too young, to be sure.
I'm a deacon, but Father McGill is how you're supposed to...
Shut up, priest. You disturb us. Go away.
Fioriggi, don't be that way to a man of God.
He is not the Pope. He is un uomo vestito da donna. A man in a silly outfit.
I just thought... Well, I spotted you out here on the dock, standing around, and I thought... That is... I could take you aboard my ship.
Oh, Captain! He's a dirty clergyman!
If there is one thing I despise more than a priest, it is a dirty priest.
I don't think you understand.
We understand plenty, my lad.
Bumbling up to us, asking us to call you father.
The cheek of it!
Mi disgusti! Uccido spazzatura come te!
Oh, no!
Get on your knees. Open your mouth.
Yes. Do it.
There's been a misunderstanding.
I'd kill a man for less.
Do it.
What have you to say for yourself? Take your pistol out of his mouth, Fiori.
See?
I could help. I could give you air.
You give me nothing, pig.
Look at him cry, Captain.
Holster your weapon for a moment, Fiori. I think he's learning his lesson.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what you get for trying to get your leg over as a man of God.
If you want to solicit random prostitutes, consider an alternate career.
No, please. This is a horrible misunderstanding.
And what are we misunderstanding about a priest what comes across three likely-looking lasses and wants nothing more but to get them aboard his ship?
Sort of nothing.
Perfect.
But also everything. I sailed in this morning aboard the Mundane Maiden. There she is, over there. I'm here on a mission, travelling from island to island. I won't be in port for long, but while I am, I thought I'd spread the Holy Spirit. Like my gran used to say, if you aren't trying to do some good, you aren't doing any good.
How twee!
Oh, don't insult the man's granny.
It's all part of me pastoral care.
Oral
care?
Pastoral care. See, I might be here on a mission, but in the meantime, you are part of my flock. Sort of. Tangentially. So I must look after you in whatever way I can, body and soul.
What? Like, buy us dresses and such?
More soul than with the body.
Excuse me, ladies.
I told you we couldn't trust him, Lizzie.
It's a disgrace, Molly. Like I said a minute ago, you've got to have the proper permit.
You can't go around jumping priests. It's just not ethical.
Unless you join the union, in which case they're an absolute goldmine.
This is a misunderstanding.
It definitely is.
We ain't here to make free ponion, Friar.
I'm a deacon, actually.
He's all yours if you want him.
How's it doing today, Father? You're looking for a penitent wench.
A couple of sorry strumpets looking to Hail Mary and let you be our father.
You want a blushing virgin? What's good at headstands?
I'm not interested in young women. I am looking for a much, much older woman.
Not a problem. Quick, Molly, get that Mother Superior robe out. Have you been a wicked boy?
God, please, no.
Ugh, I think I've got that paddle somewhere.
Let's get on with our plan so his father lad can explain himself to these wenches.
Don't leave me with them.
This the place? It's a lovely big house, Lottie.
I think it has too many windows and the masonry is so stony and it's too land-based for me.
Come siamo. Why are we here? And why won't you tell me your plan?
I will tell you the plan.
Then tell it.
I'm telling you now.
Then do it.
I'm getting to it. Christ, you are a fiery Italian wench if there ever was one.
That is my personal brand. I kick, I punch, I bite, I hurl insults, and I have no patience. Tell me the plan.
You may not know this, Fiorendi, but our Lottie here wasn't always a pirate.
See, I know this.
I used to live in a house much like this one.
See, I know.
This exact house, in fact, when I was...
Go on, lass.
A lady. I used to be a lady.
Oh, see, I know all this.
Except I ran away and became a pirate. There's a lot of nuance to the story, involving kidnapping, lady training, and a physically intense yet emotionally intimate relationship with my future husband, Mr. Boone. But the point is, I'm a pirate now, and proud of the fact.
Only Lottie's folks want her back, see? And we heard tell they're offering a reward to have just that.
This is your plan, to return this girl for the reward money.
And once we've got the reward money, we'll buy a ship and we'll scarp her, Lottie included, while her family are none the wiser. It's a good plan, right?
See, it is a good plan.
Figaro approves.
It's a good plan because it is a my plan.
What do you mean?
Pirati idioti. That is what my brother and I were trying to do. For fuck's sake, we told you about the reward money and we told you this plan.
Oh. Good plan, Fifo-fung.
It was a good plan when the threat of execution did not loom over my brother. We do not have time time for tearful family reunions.
If it's tearful, it's because I've punched my mother in the face.
Dio mio! We waste so much time and then you steal my plan.
Serves you right for sharing it with pirates.
It's a good plan, whoever thought of it. What do you say, figurine? Shall we steal some gold from them knobs what live in this big house?
Yeah, gatto il cazzo.
Great, then we are all three of us on board with the plan.
Aye, all three of us.
Ain't we, Lottie?
Aye, Captain.
Sing out if you're not, Lottie.
I am, Captain. Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be? I know who I am, and it's only my parents, after all.
Then let us be getting on with it. For as I said to Doc not long ago, I would face any danger, sail into any storm, and knock upon any door.
Oh, you have to yank the chain.
Oh, fancy. And what do we...
Good afternoon.
Hello there. I'd like to speak to Mr. and Mrs. Lottie, if you would be so good, my fellow.
Dio mio.
Ditto.
Tea, madam.
Thank you, Godfrey.
Tea, madam.
Oh, go on then.
And for you, madam?
Che stupida perdita di tempo.
That's Italian for no.
It's been so long, Charlotte. We'd all but given up hope of ever seeing you again, hadn't we, darling?
Oh, we had, my dear.
Even Sebastian missed you, didn't you, Sebastian?
Where have you been? What have you been doing all this time?
Don't domineer, Sebastian.
I want to know.
Darling.
Oh, listen to your mother, Sebastian.
We've been taking good care of your daughter, Mrs. Fairborn. Shown her the world, we have.
You've shown her too much sun, it seems. You're horrible. Horribly tanned, Charlotte.
Are you pirates?
I am not a pirate. I am a privateer. A woman seeking her fortune.
Then why do you look like pirates?
Not over tea, Sebastian.
Oh, we ain't pirates, lad. We're friends of your sister. What were with her during her adventuring? With one thing or another, we never quite got around to bringing her back home.
Charlotte, did you have adventures?
I've seen the world, Mother.
How ghastly.
Everyone said Charlotte ran away with pirates.
Sebastian.
I said she wouldn't because she's too wet.
Sebastian!
Except you look like pirates!
Not over tea, Sebastian. Your sister has had a harrowing time and the last thing she needs is to be reminded of her dreadful ordeal at the hands of pirates.
It weren't an ordeal, were it, Lottie?
Oh, I've had a marvellous time, Captain.
We were told there was a reward for the return of your daughter.
Oh. Godfrey?
Yes, madam.
Fetch the reward money.
Yes, madam.
We are grateful to have our daughter back, aren't we, darling?
Oh, we are, my dear.
Of course. I'm quite beside myself at the state of you, Charlotte. There is so much to do. Father can escort you to the dressmaker's tomorrow. I'll set the maids to trying to get a comb through whatever that tangle is going on above your eyebrows.
I like my hair like this, Mother.
Please don't bring that attitude back into the house, Charlotte. I did hoped a taste of the real world might have put things in perspective for you.
Believe me, Mother, it has.
But how? What have you been doing?
Things, all right.
Pirate things.
She's been, you know, dress wearing and balancing books and smacking cheeky fellas across the face with her fan. You know, lady things.
I don't believe you. I think you're pirates.
Sebastian, not over tea.
If Charlotte isn't a pirate now, then why does she look like that?
Darling.
Listen to your mother, Sebastian.
I demand an explanation.
What? Over tea, you little shit!
Mother!
Charlotte!
Mother!
Darling?
Charlotte!
What, Father? What have you to say to me after all this time?
Listen to your mother, Charlotte.
The reward money, madam.
Thank God. And the money to these women, Godfrey.
Madam.
Give it to me.
Thank you, Godfrey. We'll be going then, leaving our Lottie, I mean your Charlotte, in your care.
Thank you, yes.
We did look after her, you know, one of our flock. Part of my pasta oral care.
Pardon?
She's a great lass, and we loved having her aboard. I loved having her aboard.
Thank you, Captain.
I guess we'll be going then.
Goodbye, Captain.
See you soon, Lottie. Oh, I mean next time. I mean never.
Ugh, Dio mio.
Aye, exactly. See you never, Captain.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you very much for listening to the latest episode of The Pirate Queen. It's an absolute blast to be back and releasing episodes. I think the first episode of The Pirate Queen was well received, but you know what? I'm not sure. There are lots of ways I could be sure. You can find methods of communication in the episode description, or you could leave a review on whatever platform you are currently listening to this episode on. I know I would appreciate it, and I'm sure my incredibly talented cast would as well. Go on, give them some love. That's all from me. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and thanks again for listening. Bye!
Goodbye! Goodbye forever, I mean! And thank you for the sack of gold!
How about that, then?
We've got the money. Let's go.
We have to wait for Lottie.
Oh, I forget about that part.
Do you think that maybe...
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm grappling with something.
Oh.
I'm worried about Lottie.
Ugh, I'm not.
You didn't think she looked upset back there with her folks?
Did not notice. Did not care.
She got all quiet and rounded shoulders. Sunk down inside herself. Don't sit right with me, Firefly. She's in me pastoral care.
Pastoral care.
You know I don't speak Italian. My point is, Lottie ain't all right, so's I don't feel right about leaving her in there.
Proprio rotoli scatole. I say this not because I care, because I don't, but because I want to stop talking about this. This Lotte, she is with the parents, no? She goes back to being the child. See? Back to being boring lady, something she does not like about herself.
Ay, you're onto something.
Non dire cazzate. Who gives a fuck? Because in 5 minutes she climbs a bathroom window and never comes back to these fucking people ever again. Dio mio, Regina dei Pirati.
Lord, those dreadful women have gone.
Don't speak about them that way, Mother.
You don't need to keep up the niceties now, Charlotte. To look at you, it's the only nicety you have been keeping
up. Is this the way you speak about the women who, as far as you know, rescued your daughter?
They weren't our kind of people, were they, darling?
Certainly not, my dear.
I'm almost sure one of those ladies was wearing trousers.
I'm almost sure they were pirates.
Raise this topic again, Sebastian, and you shall annoy me.
I've read all about those pirates. And one of them was red of hair, full of bosom.
Sebastian, please!
No bosom talk, Sebastian.
And did you see her blade? Well notched, I swear.
Sebastian, you can run about the yard if you're not in respectable enough mood for conversation.
Oh, please don't send me to the yard, Mother.
Well, that's where uncooperative boys with too much energy are sent. Isn't that right, darling?
As you say, my dear.
Mother, I'm 16. I don't want to run around in the yard.
Then behave yourself.
I'm sorry, Mother. I shall, Mother. It's just... I've never met exciting people before.
And you'll never meet them again. There's far too many exciting people in the world. God forbid we should allow more in for tea. Where are you going, Charlotte?
I thought I might bathe.
What a wonderful idea. I was thinking the same thing.
Of course you were, Mother.
Is that a tone I'm detecting?
No, Mother.
Because that's something I haven't missed. Your tones, your moods. This is a tone-free home, isn't it, darling?
Well, certainly, my dear.
Isn't it, Sebastian?
Yes, Mother.
That had better to not be a tone, Sebastian.
Let me know if you need anything, Charlotte. More hot water, or one of the maids to try and comb out your hair.
I'm fine, Mother. Captain?
Down here, Lottie.
Where else would we be?
Everything is going to plan, Captain. I'll be out of this hellhole as soon as I can find a way to get down from the balcony.
Who are you talking to, Charlotte?
No one, Mother.
Don't think I can't sense a tone through a door.
I was dressing myself down in the mirror about how hideously tanned I am and how tangled my hair is.
Well, you're right. You're right.
Now, I need some sort of ladder or stairs. Oh, I know! I'll fashion some sort of rope. That's much more practical. I'll use these drapes. Ah, perfect. Now, just to...
What's happening, Charlotte?
Nothing, Mother. I was just tearing up the dress I was wearing so to never wear it again.
Don't trouble yourself with that. I'll have Godfrey burn it once you're done.
And now a knot. And another. Just like Benny showed me. And now tie it to the balcony. I'm coming, Captain!
What was that, Charlotte?
I mistakenly called you Captain, Mother.
Oh, I rather like that.
I'm going to put my head underwater for a bit, Mother. Don't come in!
Give that rat's nest a proper soaking.
Here I am, Captain. Out, free. What a relief.
It's good to have you back, Lottie. Oh,
it was the worst 15 minutes of my life.
And you braved it admirably, lass.
Ugh, let's go.
Before we do, I was doing some thinking, Lottie, about your folks.
They're not my folks, Captain. You are my folks.
Family, then.
Oh, they're not my family, Captain.
You know what she is saying.
My point is, Lottie, I was watching the interplay between you and them lot, and it got me thinking about the hold on you what they have, about how they raised you, and how still to this day you are afeard of who you might have become if left under their roof.
I wouldn't say afeard, Captain.
Paranoidly terrified.
Shut up!
It ain't right in you, Lottie. I don't like to see it in one of me crew. And as part of my oral care, I think it needs to be addressed.
What's she saying to me?
Pastoral care.
I'm fine. And I'll be even finer when I never have to come near them or think about them ever again.
But they'll always be in your head. Leave now and they'll always think it's because you failed them when the opposite is true. Speak your mind to them. Tell them the truth about who you are. You're a pirate lass.
I am, Captain.
You ain't afeard of nothing. You go where other pirates fear to tread. And I ain't talking about that hag what lives in a volcano. You are the mightiest pirate to ever terrorize the Bounding Main!
Present company excluded, Captain.
Wasn't going to mention it, lass.
I'm not a pirate.
Shut up!
Quiet!
Better you live in their heads than they live in yours.
There are one or two choice words I would like to have with them, free of their constraints.
Then let me boost you up yon fashion rope. Get them misgivings out of you before you hit the open seas.
I'll do it, Captain.
Before you go...
Yes, Captain.
One or two choice words don't mean open slaughter, do it?
Oh, I'm going to talk to them, Captain.
Because your bloodlust is going to get us in trouble someday.
I understand, Captain. It's me. You have to ask.
Here, put your foot in me hands.
Dio mio, we waste so much time.
You can't rush internal growth, Firelighty.
My brother may be hanged any second. And what are we doing? We hang about this English palazzo waiting for an idiot English girl to have words with her mother. It's the stupidest thing I have ever heard of. We have the gold, let's go.
Then go and buy us the ship, all right? Take the gold and be ready for us to leap aboard the moment we get to the docks. That all right, Fig Roll?
Oh, just call me Italian wench.
Am I still not getting it right?
Give me that gold. Queste cazzo di pirati inglesi. Li mostrerò come trattare una ragazza italiana.
The fashion is to eat sugar until your teeth blacken. But I can have one of the maids paint yours. They're also working wonders with the lead-based makeup. Charlotte, you haven't bathed yet.
And I never shall. Not ever again. Well, maybe again. I've met a pirate who never bathes, and we use her as a rudimentary paint stripper. So bathing, yes, but on my say-so, when I feel it necessary.
Don't be childish, Charlotte. Go back into the bathroom this instant.
What part of go fuck yourself, you overbearing bitch, didn't you understand?
You haven't said that to me.
Oh, I haven't? Oh, well, go fuck yourself, you overbearing bitch.
Charlotte! What's come over you?
Is everything all right, my dear?
Our daughter has gone positively wild.
I've gone positively myself.
Oh, come now, Charlotte. Don't upset your mother.
She upset me. The both of you have. Years I spent being the perfect daughter, miserable and alone. I dreamt of a dashing pirate who would bend me over a rum barrel when I didn't even know what that meant. And let me tell you, the first time I had Mr. Boone bend me over a rum barrel, well, I bruised a rib, but I jolly well got there in the end.
Charlotte, please!
I was cloistered in this damn house, no life to speak of, staying in the sun for no longer than 5 minutes a day, lest I tan, lifting nothing heavier than a slim volume of poetry, lest I develop muscular wrists.
You may scoff, but look at the dainty little things now.
These wrists have lifted the entire contents of a man's chest cavity, and they're still thin. skin! No one has muscular wrists!
I did what I had to, Charlotte, to raise you correctly.
Your mother only wanted the best for you, Charlotte.
Well, you royally fucked up! You wanted a lady, and instead you created a pirate!
Ah, I knew she was a pirate!
Not now, Sebastian.
That's right. I'm a pirate, a barbarian of the oceans. I loot, I pillage, I ravish.
Charlotte!
It's just the one consenting man at the moment, but you can't tell the difference when I'm done with him.
Why does Charlotte get to ravish people, Mother?
The yard, Sebastian.
Why doesn't Charlotte get sent to the yard for swearing?
Sebastian!
Or for hollowing out a man's ribcage with her hands?
Go to the yard, Sebastian.
Look at what you're doing, Mother. You're creating another me. No one becomes a well-behaved gentleman by running about the yard.
It's never been proven.
Well, Charlotte perhaps has a point, my dear.
Et tu, darling?
Well, there are only so many hours the boy can run about the yard, and still he talks of nothing but of being a pirate.
Let him live, Mother. Set him free, because if you don't, you'll lose both your children.
Do something, darling.
Listen to your daughter, my dear.
Don't try and ingratiate yourself now, you useless bastard.
My apologies, Charlotte.
Is that it? Years of listen to your mother, and that's all you have to say to me? Yes?
I love you?
We both do, Charlotte.
Say it. Say it properly.
I love you.
And I apologize.
And I apologize.
For
being overbearing bitch.
Ha! Apology accepted. Well, I know I got what I came for, sort of. That and the gold. I'm off. Maybe I'll drop by in a year or two. We pirates are pretty whimmy about these things.
Wait! Take me with you!
No, shan't!
Please! I'd make a great pirate. I'll start at the bottom. I can be your cabin boy!
That's a disgusting suggestion!
Lottie lass! How did it go?
I'll let you know in a moment, Captain, when my heart isn't beating in my throat.
Do you feel better for it?
I think I might.
Then I feel better for having got you to feel better.
Thank you for your sage advice, Captain. I know I can always rely on you.
These things have to be dealt with. Take it from a pirate what recently murdered her own mother. Now, to the dock, to our new ship, and to rescue our lads! Here we are, lass, back at the docks.
Where's the ship? It's gone. Was it the next mooring over, Captain?
It were here. Look, even that soft-chinned priesty fellow is still there.
Good day, ladies. Dare I hope the afternoon's activities have drawn you close to God's bosom?
Priesty lad.
Deacon.
Deacon chap.
Oh, Father McGill.
None of your bloody lip now. This matter is urgent.
My apologies, ma'am.
Where's the ship?
The ship?
The ship that we're here.
Oh, I don't...
Father lad, I am the Pirate Queen and I want my ship. Where is it? It should be moored here with an Italian wench holding a sack of gold next to it.
I saw the Italian lady.
And the gold.
I saw the gold as well, actually.
And the ship.
Come to think of it, I saw the ship too.
Stop drawing this out, Father Fuckface, and tell us what you know.
I would, only I'm worried that...
On your knees and open your mouth. I want to put my pistol in it.
I don't mean any disrespect.
Stop your blathering, priest.
Lottie, you shouldn't threaten a priest.
My apologies, Captain.
I said shouldn't, so it breaks my heart that we have to.
Right, Captain.
Answer our question straight, like priest, or Lottie will be sending your eternal soul out through the back of your skull.
It looks so pretty when I do that.
This Italian wench, she came here, didn't she?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she had the gold, and she gave it in return for the ship, didn't she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's robbed us. She's taken our ship and our gold and scuppered.
That Italian wench! No ship, no gold, no lads, no nothing. No pirate queen neither, the way things are going.
You have me, Captain.
I appreciate that, lass. I need to think.
We also have this crying priest. Happy to share him with you if you're in the mood.
Let him go, lass.
As you say, Captain.
Oh, thank you. My apologies. Thank you.
Crawl away. Go on. Crawl back to your ship.
Thank you.
Where did you say he was crawling?
I'm sorry.
Back to his ship.
Bye.
Lottie, we shouldn't kidnap Hogtie and rob a priest of his ship. So's it breaks my heart, we have to.
We will, little mother, Richard, the voices of...
Rhiannon Mousel as Captain Alice Conway. Jacqueline Osorio as Lottie and Filthy Jill.
Lucy Clough as Fiorenza de Verrazano and Molly.
Rosie Williamson as Lizzie.
Kieran Davey as Gil.
Catherine Jones as Mrs. Fairborn.
Matt Graham as Mr. Fairborn.
And...
Stephen Jobson as Sebastian.
Words by Kieran Davey. Theme composed by Matthew Samer and arranged by Andrew Chamberlain. And incidental music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.